Jason Dean has got a very smart horse nominated for Rose Hill on this Saturday called Bonhomie, and he's 4 from 4 at the stage. Morning, Jason.
Good morning, Sean.
Gee, he's very smart. He's very quick, this horse. But the thing I like about him is the other day at Rose Hill, he just camped up there in front, and when asked by Rory Hutchins, he just extended. He's pretty exciting, isn't he?
Yeah, he's very exciting, yeah. Especially for me, I've been training a small number of horses. It's great to have a headline horse like this again.
Now, the fascinating thing is by Bonhoeffer, who was a miler, basically, or 1,200 to a mile. He won a group one that go over a mile, the Toorak. He's you another one of his called Serious Dancer. It's won over 2,600 metres, yet this is such an opposite, 900 to 1,100.
Yeah, sure is, Sean. You know, it just goes to show there's no rules. Just same father, but they're all different. And, yeah, this bloke's a speedy horse, whereas the other bloke, he was more of a dead-set stayer, Serious Hopper.
Now, Bonhomie, you trialled him in Newcastle back in April. He won that by 5. He stepped out. He's won at Cessnock, Musselbrook, Let-Up, Newcastle, Rose Hill. He's never been beaten. A couple of times, you did ride him off the pace early.
Yeah, he's not a speedy little horse. He can be ridden quiet. His first three starts, actually, he was ridden quiet, even quieter when he won at Newcastle, when Rory's first ride on him. But the other day, yeah, we just decided to lead from barrier one. Didn't want to take any chances with him getting boxed in. So when he led going easy, Rory took that opportunity and gave nothing else a chance.
Now, you step up to 1,100 on Saturday. How far do you, on the way you won the 1,000 the other day, that's not going to be a worry. How far do you think you'll go?
Well, sorry, Sean, but that was 1,100.
Oh, that was 11. Sorry, yeah.
Yeah, 1,100 metres 2 weeks ago. So, yeah, same distance. You know, He'll probably get a bit further, you know, 1,200, 1,300, maybe even 1,400 later on. But, he's going well at these distances. We'll probably keep him around this mark.
The thing about him, when he did get to the front, he looked like he just relaxed beautifully.
Yeah, he did. He relaxed nice in front the other day. And Rory said, you know, he had a kick there, but being out in front all by himself, he was a bit lost. Well, give him a couple of smacks with the whip to keep his mind on the job. And, he finished the race off well.
How many more runs this prep will you give him, do you think?
I'm not sure yet, Sean. We'll just take each run at a time. We'll see how we go Saturday. And, if he happens to win, then we'll have to think about what we do with him after that.
Would you, if he comes out and wins impressively Saturday, would you look at a bit of a break and bring him back for the autumn?
Yeah, more than likely, I'd say. Yeah, that's probably what we'll end up doing.
It's fascinating when you look at the breeding. You've got two of them there. One's as quick as lightning. The other one's winning over 2,600, both by the one sire. It really is. It's just a lottery, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. You know, the people that own this horse, Bonhomie, it's like they won well. They only paid $4,000 for him, and now he's won, I think it's around the $100,000 mark.
Goodness. And Bonhoeffer was one of those horses. He stood at stud for a couple of years before he really fired.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, you know, he was a very handy horse. Down in Melbourne when he was racing, and some stallions quick with some mares, just takes a while for them to sort themselves out.
Well, good luck with him. Good luck on Saturday. He looks very promising. Let's hope all goes well, and who knows, you just never know what you might have there, Jason.
Yeah, that's right, Sean, yeah. Fingers crossed he can win again.
Too right. Good luck on Saturday.
Thank you, Sean.
Thanks, Jason. Jason Deemer there, and he's got a lovely horse, Bonhomie.